This content is sponsored by HBC Solar PV Tech and Automaton Electronics and Security.
Hello, this is Hector Vladimir. Today is June 18th, 2024. Today I'd like to share a quick conversation I just had with the good old Georgia Power here in Georgia, in the US. The power company, the electric company, I talked to them to complaint of my very high power bill that came for the period of May 13th to June 13th of this year, a more or less 30-day period, and they charged me over $214. That is for a total of 1,085 kilowatt hours. So they claim, and I'll tell you a little bit here why I believe they claim this and not being true. I don't believe for a second that I used that much power. But even if I did, I'll share here why these bills are so high, and I'm bracing for this summer. I am bracing for impact because the summer is just getting started, and this summer seems to be one of the hottest on record, especially here in this area. And they are prepping up, seems like, to start charging people out of existence. They, as I've said many times before, they blame it on the weather. They blame it on the fuel prices. They blame it on the economy. They blame it on the high energy use of customers. They blame it on anything and everything but their company, their practices, their prices, their rates, their costs, their charging schemes, or scams as I call them. And I spoke with this nice lady from Georgia Power. They're usually very polite and nice. They're trained to do this, to calm you down, to pacify you. And I found out, or I got reminded, that I get charged for a lot more than the energy that I use. For example, a ridiculously high and outrageous fuel cost that they have tacked on these Georgia Power bills. Mine for that month was for almost $50, $49.78. And that outrageous amount, I even told the lady that it is a frivolous and made-up cost there that they tack on to people's bills and hope that they get away with it, which they do. And she frowned on it. She basically dismissed it as a ridiculous comment. But I doubled down and told her that if my plumber charged me to fix a leak and then he charged me extra for some frivolous cost like his fuel cost, would not be fair. And she dismissed the comment or the comparison as completely different, completely irrelevant, and not very good. But at the end of the day, it is a ridiculous charge that they have stuck people with, and they have gotten away with it somehow. Well, I understand why. I mean, they buy out their supposed regulating agencies and their members and politicians and all kinds of other lawmakers that help them out. That's how they get away with these ridiculous costs and charges and fees. Also, there is a few other fees, such as, as I've mentioned before, the environmental compliance fee and a fee that is a nuclear construction recuperation fee. Yes, you heard right, recuperation fee. Those fees, all of those three fees are ridiculous. Not sure which one is more ridiculous than the other, but they are all in there. And that, my friends, is what adds up to the extremely high and ridiculous bills that we get, that I get, and many, many around me get every month of the year. The summer rates, as it was explained, and as I've found out, are quite high, much higher than the winter rates here in this part of the state, this part of the nation. The first 600 kilowatt hours are charged at a whopping 8.3 cents per kilowatt. 600 to 1,000 kilowatt hours are charged at about 13.7 cents per kilowatt hour. And beyond 1,000 kilowatt hour is charged at a whopping 14.2 cents. That is, my friends, criminal. The rates are insanely high. On top of that, they charge you a fuel cost. And to add shame to injury, they also charge you for
a 46.3
cents per day usage fee, which is also insanely ridiculous if you ask me. However, it makes sense to them, of course. They are the ones cashing in on it. So it makes all the sense in the world to them and all of the employees, because they're benefiting from it. They're getting their pretty substantial salaries, a lot of them, at the end of the month from this company. So they're going to be absolute fans of this company, most of them. And my friends, this is just a reminder that power companies are out to get you. They're out for blood. They're out to squeeze every penny out of everyone, especially the poor among us, the working class and below. Also, I wanted to mention right now that this bill that I had, over $214 this month and over 1,085 kilowatt hours used, supposedly, is a sham. It is an absolute lie. It is a precise lie, because I was not using two major appliances this year as compared with last year. This year, I was not using my air conditioning unit, central air conditioning unit, because it was broken. It was broken for a good 15 days out of that month period that I was charged. Not only that, but I was also not using, as different from last year, my electric range. Last year, I was using my electric range fully during this time period. This year, I'm not. And those two appliances should have made a remarkable, a marked and amazing difference in my energy usage, energy bill. To no avail. That did not materialize, my friends. As you can see, this is a sham at a mountainous magnitude, and it is the biggest scam apart from perhaps mortgages and income taxes. I mean, this is on par with those robberies. And my friends, if you're not outraged by these practices by the power companies, if you're paying a electric bill and you're not outraged at these practices, I mean, you're probably benefiting from such practices, or you're part of a upper echelon or higher economic class that in the first place has too much money to begin with, and the very little percentage that you pay for electricity is not going to bother you. But if you're like the vast majority of the world's population that has to work for a living and that has very, very limited income and funds, then you're going to feel the pinch. You must have already felt the pinch if you pay a power or electric bill. So this comment, this small chat, is just a reminder that the power company, as I have mentioned many times before, and as I have reminded my audience about this very issue, the power companies are vampire-like, blood-sucking and abusing entities set up over many decades to pummel the working classes and below, down to the poorest among us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please look for the next episode soon, and please ensure to share this with your friends and family. And please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support and for me to continue to provide this type of content to more people like you. Lastly, if you wish to support this content further, please visit the links provided in this publication. Thank you.